This is the Motley Fool Radio Show with David Gardner. We're talking to Dave Barry, author of Dave Barry's Money Secrets. Like, why is there a giant eyeball on the dollar? Now, Dave, one topic avoided on other shows that this show will confront head-on is your name.
Hemorrhoids.
Your first name, Dave. Now, I also go by Dave, and there's a large and influential contingent of Daves out there, and this story's going unreported, I think. First of all, in what ways do you think the name Dave for you has conferred an unfair financial or romantic advantage over other guys who might be named Lance, say, or Mac?
Well, yes, you know, as a Dave, I mean, chicks dig a Dave. They go for a Dave. Like when women meet in the restroom, they go, I am looking for a Dave, a guy named, and who wouldn't? I mean, as we know. No, so I agree with you. I think that, particularly, let's be honest, Lance is a very sad name. But Dave is a great name.
Awkward transition time. Dave Barry, do you invest in the stock market?
Not personally directly, but I do have a guy named Neil. His name is Neil.
Neil.
And Neil invests, I believe, in the stock market, of course. Mm-hmm. For all I know, it's all in Nigeria. I don't really know. I'm not one of those people who really can, who follow. I know that's not the Motley Fool way, and I apologize.
Not at all. But you know what, Dave? It is very heartening to know that the author of Dave Barry's Money Secrets has some vague notion of where his money is and how it's invested.
Oh, yeah. Well, actually, yeah, that probably reassures everybody quite a bit. Yeah, and in fact, Neil sends me reports regularly.
How'd you meet Neil, by the way?
Neil offered me 43. No. Neil, I have a friend named Bob.
Yeah, okay.
Who said, hey, I know this guy named Neil. That's really kind of how it worked out. Yeah.
Dave, I got to ask you, did Neil write this book?
No, Neil didn't have anything to do with writing the book, and probably is very upset that I'm even saying his first name on the air.
have you gathered that Neil has a certain style or a panache as he invests?
Well, you know what?
I'm
just going to tell you. I like Neil. I'll tell you why. Because a couple years ago, I was writing my column. I was writing books. I was crazy busy all the time, and I wanted to know if I could stop writing my column. And so I was looking for somebody who could, like, tell me, figure out for me. And so I talked to this guy, Neil, and I liked him because he was funny, which is really how I judge everybody. And which is maybe pathetic, but it's true. And he came over and like showed him all my financial records, which was pretty darn funny, because he'd say, like, well, what's that? And I go, I don't know. They sent me a statement. But I don't know what that is. Like, for all I know, I own a piece of Al-Qaeda. I don't know, So Neil, he went away and he would ask me more and more questions and he does. And then he came back and he said, okay, Dave, you can stop writing your column.
Mm.
And in fact, he wrote this various scenarios and said, here's one. Dave is a slug. And he actually wrote it all out. Dave just sits around and drinks pina coladas and sits in the hammock. And then we did another one where instead of pina coladas, it was a less expensive drink, that way. We did the extrapolation.
Sounds like
Neil gave me the confidence to, go ahead.
It sounds like when Neil talks, Dave Barry listens.
Exactly. That's exactly right.
Dave, let's close with our buy, sell, or hold segment.
Good. Do I get to give advice here on the...
You absolutely do. This is our signature game, buy, sell, or hold. We're going to be presenting you with a person, a place, or a thing, not a stock. We're going to ask you, if it were, though, would you be
buying, selling, or holding?
Or holding. That's right. Fairly straightforward.
Okay.
So let's kick
it
off.
If it's Angelina Jolie, I'm holding. Just so I want to get that out right now.
Okay, well, that might have been on the list, so we've established that. Let's kick right from her to Google. This is not the stock. I'm talking just about the company or the internet site, the experience today. It's all the rage. Buy, sell, or hold.
I would buy. And I'll tell you why. Want to know why?
Always.
Because I am in a rock band of authors. We're not very good, but we're loud. And we played once in the Google cafeteria, and it's the best cafeteria I've ever seen in my life of any company in the world. And a company with a cafeteria that good, I want a piece of.
Were they paying you in stock?
They no, if only. But I met the guys, you know, the Sergey and
yeah.
the other guy.
Yeah, Larry.
I'm sitting here talking to these guys, you know, and I'm thinking, hell, they're, you know, they're okay guys. They're not, you know, necessarily the swiftest birds in the barn, but they're not. Then I realize, what, those are the guys? Those are the trillionaire guys? Those guys? I said, yeah. So I was very impressed by the cafeteria.
You mentioned playing in that writer rock band, and it reminds me, Dave, one of your famous, well, shticks is just about the worst songs.
Oh, yeah. I wrote a book about the bands. Yeah.
Can you just remind us of one or two of what you think are the worst
songs? Well, what started that off, okay, first of all, in my opinion, the worst song ever written is Seasons in the Sun, which only of our older listeners we even know what I'm talking about. But that and Honey, I Miss You, and I'm by Bobby Goldsboro.
Okay.
She wrecked the car, and she was sad and so afraid that I'd be mad, but what the heck? Though I pretended hard to be, guess you could say she saw through me and hugged my neck. And honey, I miss you, and I'm being good. We don't have any listeners left, do we? But anyway, so that was the bad song. But the winner of worst song, voted worst song of all time, is MacArthur Park, Someone Left the Cake Out in the Rain.
Oh, my golly.
But this was a while ago, you know, because I think a lot of songs since that time are much worse. I just don't know what they're called anymore because I'm old.
It's one of your favorite words. Next one up, buy, sell, or hold, the enduring appeal of the word booger.
Oh, that's a definite buy. I mean, or in my case, a hold, since I bought into booger decades ago. I was in booger, you know, way before when nobody really saw the value. I was in deep and in for the long run, and it's been very good to me.
Two more for you. Recent surveys have found that many people retire but then go back to work. It turns out they got bored and really just needed a break. So, Dave, buy, sell, or hold the likelihood that Dave Barry will go back to writing a weekly column.
That's a sell. I'm insider trading on that.
Do you wish to elaborate in an additional sentence?
No,
or two?
No. Well,
sparkling.
I wrote that. It won't sparkle
Insight.
Necessarily. No, I wrote that column for 30 years, and I just was, you know, I felt like I did it. Mm. I did it. I still liked it. It was still fun, and I just, it was time to stop. Mm. And Neil told me that I could, so I did.
Last one for you, Dave. This is something you've done, but I'm curious how you feel about it in hindsight. Buy, sell, or hold, picking one's kid up from school in the Oscar Mayer Wienermobile.
That's a buy. There is no greater thrill in life than the thrill of seeing the horrified look on your pre-adolescent child's face when all the other moms are out there in their, you know, in their minivans picking up their kids, and then there's a giant hot dog with a loudspeaker going, "Rob Barry, please report to the Wienermobile." It may scar the child psychologically for life, but I'm just telling you, it's worth it.
And I know thereby hangs a tale, Dave, and maybe we don't have time for all of it, but what was your motivation?
I had the Wienermobile. You know, when you have the Wienermobile, you want to use it.
Succinctly put. The book is Dave Barry's Money Secrets. Dave Barry, thank you for joining us on the Motley Fool Radio Show.
Thanks, and I think we helped a lot of people today. It's my pleasure.
I really enjoyed it, too. Thank you.